Humidor, featuring the finest cigars, wide selection of pipes, pipe tobacco, humidors, lighters, and cutters. Cigar representatives also on hand to answer all your questions. Sales and promotions all week. It's Town and Country Tobacco. Join us Thursday, starting at 10.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Our forecast calls for flurries of passion, followed by extended periods of getting it on.
Crossed over. If I ever have.
Is that Paul Harvey? Because I know he does a good Homer.
I'll be the
Harris. I think it's Harris, yeah.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny
side of the street. Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Not you. Everybody on Radio Land. I'd like to address directly those defectors, those of you who left yesterday to listen to that game you wish you hadn't listened to. Here's what you missed. We told 6 jokes yesterday. 6. It was a bonus joke bonanza for the loyalists, the people who stuck with us.
And they'll never be told again. Those 6 jokes were retired yesterday.
They went to the joke retirement home. You'll never hear them. That's your punishment.
You know, it would really make him feel bad if you said one of the jokes.
Was the sauce?
Yes.
Oh, I should have done that. Should have thought of that. Probably should have told it. Here's the thing. I'm going to say something that is not something a lot of people want to say, because some people would take it the wrong way, but I'm speaking for hundreds of people, maybe thousands, who have businesses. And here's what it is. I talked to at least a dozen people over the course of the last week who were praying that the Cards would lose. Because unless you're a sports bar, if you're a business and you're open, it kills business. It kills it. I just heard 2 other people today who have businesses say, hallelujah. I met with somebody this morning, a female. She said that she and her husband went into Red Lobster a couple nights ago, I guess game 3 or whatever. And she said any other night they go in at that time for whatever that special is, the place is packed. She said it wasn't even half full. So the Red Lobsters of the world and hundreds of other businesses hate it when the Cards are in the playoffs. That's a fact. So it's not all gloom and doom that they lost. It's not all bad. And here's the other thing. Everybody knows that I know nothing about sports. My life does not revolve around football or baseball or basketball. If they never played, my life would be pretty much the same. But I get it, that some people, that's what they live for. Oh, my goodness, that every weekend, every Monday night, Sunday night, football, basketball, they live for that. They play fantasy football. They're in, I don't know, they play the company softball team. Just sports, 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 and more sports. I'm not that guy.
Yes, I was in a little sour mood.
And see,
yesterday.
When I realized they lost, and I couldn't listen or watch because I was at dinner with taking my mother-in-law out for her 85th birthday yesterday with 2 of her friends, Edith, who's about to turn 85, and Jane, who's 89, and now my mother-in-law, who just turned 85 yesterday. So we were having a fantastic dinner, and then I happened to get my phone and see that they lost, and it wasn't the end of my world. It's baseball, and here's the deal. Whether they win the World Series or they don't even make it any further through the playoff series than they did, the owners will keep getting richer, the players will keep getting richer, and you get nothing. You get nothing. You just keep making them rich. And I don't know. I can't get that excited. Now, like anybody else, if we make it to the World Series, I'm on the TV. I'm watching. I've even been to some World Series games. It gets pretty exciting for everybody. But the fact that we're out, it's a great team. It's probably the greatest sports, at least with baseball, town in the country. Still will be. Not the end of the world. And Mr. DeWitt and all the investors and all the owners will continue to make a pile of money. They would have made more. So would some of the businesses who would have benefited from the crowd that would come into town for the next playoff series, the World Series. But it's just not the end of the world for me. It's just baseball. It's a game that people play and get paid tremendous amounts of money. And then when they do, their owners make even more money. That's what it is to me. So it's a game. It's not going to change the world. It's not going to cure cancer. It's a game. And that's it. So to the businesses who are reluctant to step forward publicly, and by the way, you're welcome to call if you have one of those businesses, and I know you're out there. You don't have to really identify yourself, because people might think, St. Louis hater, Cardinal hater. No, not at all. It's just a fact that when people stay home to watch the game or only go to sports bars, you're standing there twiddling your thumbs, and your employees are too, because you got no people in the store or the restaurant. That's all I'm saying is that is a fact. There are people who are glad. That doesn't make me a hater. Doesn't make me wish them well. I'd love to have seen them win. But I have three sons in the restaurant business. I have two sons in the restaurant business. Three restaurants, two sons. It killed them. I mean, they said it's just like you like somebody came in there and said, "All right, everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Game's on. Let's go."
And they have TVs. But the people who want to watch it in a restaurant setting, they didn't just want TVs. They want lots of TVs and big TVs and another couple of TVs even bigger than those TVs.
Well, and they want the atmosphere, too. Yes. They want to be in with the crowd.
They want it to be filled with people who are there just to watch the game. Yeah. And while we're here, we'll have a beer.
And you want it to be, and you want to clap, and you want to scream, right. And you want to hoot and
holler. And you can't do that in Red Lobster. No. You could, I guess. It's just not what that place is.
It's like a lot of the people that go down to Ballpark Village, and they watch the game on the big screen, even when the Cardinals are out of town. They go down just to be in that whole atmosphere. But I have to say, the playoffs, and I was one of those people that said this a couple of years ago about the Cardinals being in the playoffs, being in a local band, because we got...
Oh, it killed you guys.
We got canceled.
And every other band.
All the local bands would get canceled or pushed back, and you play an hour or 2 hours, and then you get paid half the money or you don't get paid at all. And
it would be ridiculous to say that you never want them to win. I mean, it puts us on the world stage. That'd be great. I'm just saying it is a fact that there are people it hurts. That Ballpark Village, by the way, since you mentioned it, it crushed a lot of businesses.
Oh, it did? Now. Yeah. I know.
It put some people out of business.
There's some people around the corner, patios and a lot of those other places that relied on everybody coming in and partying before games and stuff.
And I've been to Ballpark, but what really is interesting to me is to say it's not cheap is an understatement. Everything there is expensive. It really is.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And it's packed with people. And people always seem to find the money to go out to eat. I've never seen anything like it. The restaurant business. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I told Peon the other day, if somebody would take a year, and I don't want people to do this because I got boys in that business, but if somebody took a year and never went out to eat and went to the grocery store and shopped very wisely, you'd save a fortune. It wouldn't be fun. I don't want people doing that. But I bet most people don't track what they spend in the course of a year on going out and entertainment. And what I find even more interesting is that a lot of the people, you go in a casino, for example, and let's say it's a night when it's really busy and full of people, about 80% of the people in there look like they don't have two nickels to rub together, and I'll bet you most of them don't. You can tell they don't. They're disheveled. They look homeless, they're on walkers, they're on oxygen, they took their welfare check and went, okay, this is going to be it, let's go to the slot machine. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty interesting to me, too. So it's over. Everybody, in another 48 hours, it'll be like it was 6 months ago. It'll be in the distant past, and everybody will be over.
Now we concentrate on the blues.
Now we concentrate on the blues and on listening to the Big 550. Those are the two things St. Louis people should concentrate on right now. The St. Louis Blues and listening to this show.
But also, I've been to playoff games. I've been to World Series games. And there's nothing like the atmosphere.
No, none. I agree.
The feeling down there.
I agree. And I'm not even a sports guy.
Yeah.
But I remember, was it 82? I never saw anything like it. And I was able to go ride on the coattails of whatever station I worked for. So I had great seats, and I got to go in the celebrity entrance, even though I'm not really a celebrity. But it's where, you know, if Billy Bob Thornton comes to town, they have a separate sort of entrance. I got to go in there, and I remember standing there, and you leave the same way. And I remember we were with friends of ours, and they had a little girl. At the time, she was about 10. And Reggie Jackson was standing, I mean, right in front of us. And she had a pad of paper and a pen. And he was talking to somebody. And she stood there very politely and patiently, and she held up the pen and the pad to Reggie Jackson. And he just kept talking. And he glanced over. He saw her. She was standing right in front of him. He looked down. He saw her with the pen. And he just deliberately kept talking. And she was persistent. She just stood there looking up at him. Cute little girl, pen and paper. Reggie Jackson reached down, pulled the pen from her hand, stuck it in his pocket, and kept talking. And this little girl looked over at me and she says, I can't believe he just did that. And I said, and I am 2 feet from Reggie Jackson. I said, well, Courtney, he did it. And then very loudly, I said, because he's a jerk. And he looked over at me. I said, he's a jerk. You need to understand. And he hears every word I'm saying. You need to understand that sometimes people think they're too good for regular people. And certainly too good to take a moment to sign an autograph for a cute little girl like you. They're jerks. And here's one right here. And he just stared at me. And he took a pen out of his pocket, and he signed her pad and gave it to her and walked away. But he needed to be called out because he was being a jerk. And, you know, and I know that in this town, there are certain things you're not supposed to say. Like, oh, Bob Gibson, he's so revered. Great pitcher. I get it. But I watched him. I watched him in Jupiter, Florida at spring training. He was in a black Hummer. And there was a family of 5, mom, dad, 3 kids. Now, there was not a crowd of people around. I get it that if you stop and sign something and there are 300 people standing there, they're all going to rush and want it signed. It was just this family. And they had waited by the parking lot exit where the players in Jupiter and the special guests like Gibson parked. And we had a rental car, I think, and it was parked there. So that's why I was in the parking lot. And when he saw this family and they had their pens and their paper, He got in his Hummer so fast, and as they walked toward it, he closed the door and rolled up the tinted window and just took off like he was running from the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm. I've also witnessed him doing similar things like that.
And I looked at the mom and the dad and the kids, and I says, well, I know you know who that was. They said, it was Bob Gibson. I said, yeah, he doesn't like you. I said, he doesn't like anybody if they want an autograph, because he doesn't sign autographs, and he's made that very clear. I don't get that. I don't get it.
I don't understand that either. And there are some other celebrities that people put on pedestals in this town, and they have no idea that the things that we've witnessed when we've been in a room with them, that I have too, and it's like, you would hate that person.
If you knew how that person felt about you, they think you are nothing.
And beneath them.
And they dread the thought of you cornering them to say something or ask for an autograph. They don't have time for you. They only want to talk to other rich celebrities or athletes or hang with people who can maybe do them some good. Oh, my goodness, if Jimmy Jones happens to catch you in an off moment and go, hey, Mr. Man, would you sign? Ugh, yeah, they don't want it. There are people like that. I know exactly what Dan's talking about.
Yeah.
And when you get a chance to actually meet them and be around them, you realize they don't give a crap about fans or listeners or viewers or whatever it is they're doing. Yet in public, they'll say, I just want to thank the fans. They mean everything. It's all about the fans. It's all about the listen. No, it's not. No, it's not. They wouldn't spend 15 minutes with you.
There are a few people that we know that are just like that. Now, Ozzie Smith, on the other hand,
I've never seen him not be nice.
It's not like that. Ozzie Smith is the greatest, nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. Never seen him be rude.
Yeah.
To anybody. Never saw Stan Musial. Now, I haven't been around, it's not like I've been around these people that much, but I have. I've never seen Stan Musial.
No.
Act like he wanted to get away from somebody. Jack Buck, either.
No.
Same thing. So they exist. They're out there. If you'd like to call and talk about how your business can now get back to having some customers or anything else, we'll do the Burke segment, and then we'll take your calls. I give them now. You'll have them in advance, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Anybody have anything to say?
Now, someone did call and say that the Cardinals are, when the Cardinals are playing in town, the city itself makes a lot of money, and I think
they do.
I think they said like $5 million per game during the playoffs because the other players are taxed. They have to pay that city tax,
1%
while they're playing
city earnings.
Yeah, they have to pay.
But
that.
Well, yeah, 1% of all those millionaires on the.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, yes. I get that. But that doesn't put customers in. Restaurant or store.
No.
Look at these phones. I'm going to take some calls. We'll get to the Burke segment later. Let me talk to Greg. He's been holding a long time. Hello, Greg.
Hey, boy, I tell you, that Dan has some voice. I tell you that over the radio.
He's got a fantastic voice.
Man.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, you said you talked that way to Reggie Jackson. I mean, you had a bunch of muscles back in the 80s. I mean, it was easy to get it to. I mean, I saw that video of doing that guy with all those muscles, so... That was easy for you to do back then. But what I really call for, Frank, is that I was at Ballpark Village for game two, you know.
Okay.
And I had a great time, even though they lost. But, it's not really that expensive, Frank. I mean, I bought a beer for like $6, and I had a fancy burger with fries for like $12.
Wait a minute. You had a beer for $6 and a burger for $12?
Well, with all the stuff on it.
I think most people would think
those are close to ballpark prices.
It was in the Fox Sports. What is that? That place is called. You know,
right? Corner and get a beer for $3.
What I'm saying, as things go, $6 and $12.
Apparently, a lot of people agree with you because the place is packed.
And also, I tell you what. You know, I'm from Chicago originally. And I, saw the game, all the games, and last night I was down in the dumps, and, my Chicago buddies, they teased me, and they really let me have it, on the internet and whatnot, and Facebook, and I didn't take calls from those guys last night because I was so upset.
I don't blame you.
I don't necessarily live and die, but so I'm down a little bit, I'll be okay, of course, It's all entertainment too, Frank,
I get it. I'm not in that group, but I get it.
Hey, Frank, I'm going to tell you something. If I saw you in public, I would want to chat with you
and by the way, I would like to think that I would never not chat with you or that I would run from you or tell you, get away.
Well, now, being as famous as you are.
No, I'm not. Hang on. First of all, I am not famous. If I were famous... I'd get 200 miles away from here, and people would know who I am. You get 200 miles away, and probably to 90% of the people in St. Louis, I don't even know who I am. Right. I know who I am, and I'm not famous.
You are a local celebrity. Okay?
I don't like that word.
Well,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that I make little comments here and there on Facebook and whatnot, and people. They always say, "Oh my God, I used to listen to Frank back in the 80s, the greatest, and that sort of thing." So. You are a local celebrity, Frank. I mean, whether you believe it or not, you just are.
Okay.
And again, the point is, if I saw you in public, I wouldn't want to bother you. But if I got the opportunity, we're standing side by side in the elevator. Hey, Mr. Opinion, I'm a big fan. Shake your hand. Get your autograph. And after a million times, maybe you would get tired of that. Maybe.
Well, it's never going to happen a million times because I'm not famous. I get what it would be like to really be famous, to be, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon, to be Robert De Niro. They can't go anywhere. I can go anywhere. I can go pretty
local, though. Local.
Yeah, local. Well, I appreciate that you...
And Frank, I think I, somewhere, I read somewhere, I mean, you get nothing pretty much but praise. I mean, I read it was the Riverfront Times or something. They said, Frank, you're bigger than you think you are in St. Louis.
Okay, Greg, let me flip that statement. You think I'm bigger than I am. We'll leave it at that. I appreciate it. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the call. Okay?
Well, I
thank you.
If you saw a picture.
Well, I'm big that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bigger. I'm big. Yeah. I'm huge.
A little bigger than he was a few years ago.
Let me talk to Joe. Joe, how are you?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everybody there in the studio.
Hi, Joe.
I just had a comment, Frank, about what you were talking about, how these guys, they make their money. I was driving up Broadway, and, you know, they tore down a bunch of those buildings along Broadway by the ballpark. And they're just vacant lots, and they were charging $30 just to park your car.
Oh, it's crazy, especially in the playoffs. It's like scalping.
But how full was the parking lot? Full.
I got there when it was just getting, it was like a couple hours before game time. They were just starting out with the little white flag, park here.
Yeah, I bet they filled it up. I wouldn't doubt it
for a minute. But, you know, you were talking about fellas that don't give out autographs that are popular. It's funny. You always remember the ones that don't do that.
Of course,
I mean,
you do.
I know Gibson didn't do it. Stan Musial didn't either. And another Pete Rose doesn't give out autographs.
No, he sells them.
Yeah, he sells them, yeah.
He'll sell
them. So there you are. I mean, and you know what gets me is these people, they want stardom. You know, no matter if it's in, like you said, radio or in the films or whatever. And then when they achieve stardom, they get irritated because everybody wants to take their picture. I don't get that. You know, I mean, my guys are on top. Why not enjoy it?
You know what? I don't think, Joe, when they're on the way up, I don't think they have any idea what's coming. I don't think they can see the future. And the future is, if you're really famous, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. And that's going to happen to you. And you need to know it and be ready for it. And either hide from it or accept it and give the people what they want. But that's, I don't think they're ready for it, because it's so overwhelming to actually really famous people. It would be very different. Think if you could never go in.
You know, before you hang up, before you go, I'm 75, and when I was a kid, I was raised on 25th Street in North St. Louis. And it was a neighborhood theater, like most neighborhoods had their own theater. And my big hero when I was a kid was Johnny White, and we're playing Tarzan. And so back around 1972, he started up a franchise where you could get like GNC, you know, we get supplemental vitamins for bodybuilders and whatever.
Yeah.
And if you opened a franchise, he would come to your new franchise and he would spend 2 hours.
And, so let me stop and make sure people understand. Johnny Weissmuller, to me, was Tarzan. There were a couple other guys.
No, nobody could beat Tarzan but Johnny Weissmuller.
No, he was Tarzan. Yeah. So what you're saying is you open one of these health food supplement places, and part of the package was Tarzan comes to your store for 2 hours. That's huge.
But see, they didn't advertise it that way. They just advertised the fact that it was, you had to know that Johnny Weissmuller was coming, and they figured you knew who he was.
And everybody
did. What got me was, here's my big hero from being a kid, and I went there because I was off on Tuesdays, and this was a Tuesday when he was going to be at this place. And you talk about a letdown. He was very impersonal, like, I don't have time for you. And I was the only guy there. I had a little three-year-old boy, and I took him in, you know, and I told him, I said, someday when he gets big enough, I'm going to tell him about you and all that. He could care less.
No, he just wanted to get out of there.
He was kind of like looking at his watch, waiting to leave, so it probably ends up the next one would be Chicago for another guy to open the franchise. You know?
And then that bums you out, because you're hoping.
Well, what happens?
The last thing I remember about the guy.
What happens
also
is,
on the AM and the PM.
Thank you. And what happens then is that you wish you'd never met him.
Yeah.
You wish you had never met him.
Because that destroys your image of them and everything.
It crushes it.
Yeah.
Todd, how are you? Todd, that's you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, not a whole lot. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was listening while out here working. You said something about you wanted to talk to local businesses, and I called right away.
All right. What kind of business?
Yeah, I'm proud to say that my wife and I started a company called STL Rent-A-Box, and it's been 3 years as of next month. And what we do is we rent, and if you're moving your home or business, instead of
well, hang on, I said I want to talk to local businesses, not so they could do commercials for themselves, but to the ones that could tell me how they suffer when the playoffs, when the cars.
Oh, sorry about that. That's Well, we're in the moving box business.
I understand. I understand. I appreciate that. Thank you, Todd. Thanks. I appreciate the fact that he got his little commercial in there. This is Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hi. I heard you talking about Gibby, and I have to slightly defend him.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there are people who will defend him.
Well, no, it's not that I know him, really, but my dad took me to the ball game the last week in Old Sportsman's Park. I was about 10 years old, and we waited outside the parking lot, the garage there, and a little 10-year-old kid with my autograph book, and when he pulled out, he actually stopped, he rolled down the window, and he was nice to me, and I've appreciated it ever since. I treasure that because I know he doesn't do many autographs.
Did he give you an autograph?
Yeah, and also...
Well, treasure it because it's got to be worth a fortune.
I was also at a concert from a local radio station one day, and they promised that Don McLean, you know, American Pie, that he would sign autographs.
Yeah.
And he absolutely was refusing, and they made him sign about 10, and I got one of them on the program. So those are the two that I cherish the most.
Well, I watched Bob Gibson in an interview, and they asked him about the autograph thing. And he said, that's not my job. That's what he said.
Yeah, I know he's been that way, but I'll tell you what.
Well, you got lucky.
That little 10-year-old white kid was standing out there waiting, and he did have a heart.
Now, that's interesting. Why did you say that? Why did you say white kid?
Well, because back in that day, I'm sure he was putting up with a great deal of grief, you know, but he was one of the early adopters, you know.
Yeah.
So I felt like that he was nice to me.
Well, he was that day to you. That was nice.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Look, if you can't find one good story every once in a while about anybody, wow, that would be pretty pathetic. We got to take a break. I'm way behind. We'll come back and take some more calls. Get to the Burke segment when you feel like it, when they're no longer on hold. So if you'll be patient on hold, we'll get right back to you. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. I hope you know that by now. There's one in Creve Coeur and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois. And every day people go in there who are in pain. And these are people who they're either already on painkillers, or they know they looks like going to be if this Good Feet thing doesn't work. And they're people who many of them have been told they're going to have surgery. And in some cases they do. Good Feet is not the cure for everything. But many of these people, foot pain, knee pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain, headaches, coming from their feet. It's coming from the abuse their feet are taking. And that doesn't mean you walk for a living or you stand on concrete or you're always on your feet. You could be sitting. It's when you are on your feet, it's a disproportionate distribution of weight. You're putting too much pressure on certain parts of your feet. If that sounds like poppycock to you, then why don't you just try it? If it doesn't work for you, then so what? You're out 30, 40 minutes. But there's a very good chance that may be the problem, and that simple insert arch support, and it's not going to be as cheap as that Dr. What's-His-Name stuff on the rack in Walgreens. I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of research went into these arch supports. But, man, what price do you put on relief, pain relief? And when you get up and walk around that Good Feet store and you can tell the difference, bingo, you hit it, pay dirt. Good Feet stores, Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or goodfeetstlouis.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
All right, Dan, we had an incident on northbound 270 north of Dorset. That's been cleared, but now it looks like we have another one on the ramp from northbound 270 to Highway 70, and traffic is stop and go from Page all the way up. We have southbound 270 a little bit slow between Highway 40 down through the Clayton Road overpass. They've just cleared an accident on westbound 40 at Hampton that was blocking the left lane. Now we're slow from King's Highway to just past Clayton Skinker. And downtown, it just looks like we're just a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Earning your degree from Arizona State University is a great way to plan for your future, redefine your career, and get noticed by employers. How do we know? The Wall Street Journal recognized ASU for producing some of the best qualified graduates, making it an employer favorite across the country. In fact, almost 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Arizona State University offers more than 100 of our world-class degrees completely online. You receive the exact same curriculum, earn the same degree, and interact with the same prestigious faculty as our on-campus students, from wherever you want, whenever you want. For information, call 1-800-400-6017. Join ASU Online and discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. Learn to thrive, discover your potential, and earn a degree that employers notice at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-6017. That's 1-800-400-6017.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Scare of your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash free slot play and cash giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Hey, it's John Carney. We're out of the studio on Friday at Blessed Jewelers, helping them celebrate their 100th anniversary. They're doing it with the ladies' party Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all day. Their biggest sale of the year. 25 to 50% off regular prices on jewelry and watches. They're raffling off gift cards, refreshments as well, and our live broadcast on Friday from noon to 3. It's on Olive Boulevard, just west of Mason, next to Crazy Bowl and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Blessed Jewelers, the small personal jewelry shop with a big heart.
Deion says he can't root for the Cubs. I get it, but I can because I'm not a real sports guy. And here's what I think.
Now the management,
I think of the Cubs as that kid. And I was that kid who, when he would try to play, he never hit a home run. I mean, every other kid I knew had hit a home run. Not me. Everybody should get a shot and get a chance to be the star. It's time.
They have hockey.
It's time.
Oh, yeah, well, they are. They won the Stanley Cup. But I'll root for the Cubs.
Yeah, what the heck?
I have lots of friends that are Cubs fans.
I'd love to see it.
I would like to see them.
Let me talk to Chris. Chris is from Chicago. Is that right, Chris?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I'm actually real good. I'm actually headed back there. I've been in town for the last 2 days, so I got to be in town for the last playoff game. It was a cool experience.
Yeah. So tell me what you told Dan.
Well, you know, I actually do digital marketing. I don't sell boxes or anything. I love that call. That's why I called in. Yeah, no, I do digital marketing, and I do it primarily for, automotive space. And I was actually in with a bunch of, general managers and dealer principal owners today, about four or five of them.
And these are St. Louis business owners?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, they're all local, Toyota dealerships, stuff like that, Nissan dealerships in the area. And, we were talking about the game, and interestingly enough that your topic's exactly about this, and we said, it was great to watch it, and they go, thank God it's over. And I'm like, well, why do you say that? And he goes, well, to be honest with you, we just business tanks when we go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, could you expand a little bit on that? And he's telling me, well, everything from, employees paying attention to the game, checking out early because obviously their head's focused on that.
Well, I'm glad you said that because productivity suffers because, yes, people who are in the workplace are checking their computer, checking their phone, checking on the game.
With the time of these games that they have been, 3:30, 5:30,
It is going to, productivity is going to suffer.
Absolutely. Not only that, they see their consumers more interested in that rather than doing, obviously, their homework on what kind of car they should buy. They have other things that are on top of their mind that are not focused on, going out and spending money rather than staying in and watching your team play.
And what I think is really funny, it's like an underground secret celebration. If you're vocal about it, Cardinal hater, so I can envision a place where everybody could go who's in business and the playoffs hurt your business. And when they lose, you open bottles of champagne and spew it all over each other. But it's all secret and nobody can know it happened.
So, hey, Chris, up in Chicago, you're either a Cubs fan or you're a White Sox fan, correct?
Yep.
You can't cross over that boundary. So you're a Cubs fan, correct?
Proudly I am. I mean, I'm not a huge, huge sports fan, but I couldn't be happier about the Cubs doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I can I just say one thing? On my way down here, I was listening to AM radio, and I drove in, and I'm driving back out to Chicago. I have never, and I'm not trying to toot anybody's horn, I've never seen fans so supportive of their team and then so supportive of a well-played series and a well-deserved win. I think that, St. Louis and the people there and the backers of your team, everybody I talked to, no one said, oh, we got robbed, oh, this or that, or tried to blame anybody. You guys were all behind them, and you were all behind the fact that the Cubs won and that they deserved it and that they were happy for them. I just think that y'all are some very classy people for that.
Thank you, and I think you're going to see a whole lot of St. Louis people rooting for the Cubs. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Appreciate that you listened. Be careful going back to Chicago.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Take care.
gentleman.
Whoa.
You think he's talking to?
I don't know.
I got way behind on commercials. I'll take one more call, and we got to get caught up on these commercials. Linda's been holding a long time. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I had one story to tell you, but I've got another one real quick since you've been talking about Bob Gibson. My business partner died about 19 years ago, but in 93 or 94, he had Bob Gibson's T-shirt, shirt. He had it on display at Ozzy's here at Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to live, because he was an ill man, a group flew him to Monterey where he played Pebble Beach while they authenticated the shirt and then paid him almost $30,000 for it.
Wow.
That's my Bob Gibson story.
They paid Bob Gibson $30,000?
No, they paid my business partner because he owned the shirt.
Oh.
Who paid him?
It was a group out in California, and I don't know the name of it. That's been, you know, nearly 20 years ago, and I've slept since then.
Wow.
Well, I missed the Bob Gibson part of the story. How does he tell it to you?
It was just signed autograph jersey.
It was Bob Gibson's T-shirt that he owned.
That my
business partner owned.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And so when he needed funds to live when he got sick.
Had Bob signed it? Had Bob signed the shirt?
I don't know if he did or not.
It was just a T-shirt that he owned, and it was.
No, it was one of his jerseys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of his jerseys.
Well, if it had been signed, they'd give him $100,000.
I'm sure it was. It had to be signed for $30,000.
Yeah, I would think so.
Good for him. That had a big day for him. Hi, Linda.
But my other story was the reason I called was that I have an autograph picture that sits on my entertainment center that is absolutely my favorite.
Okay.
And I only saw this person one time in real life, but there was a big crowd and I didn't get anywhere near close. But the autograph picture I have is someone I've been following for nearly 30 years. It's a picture of John Rondoff and Frank Opinion.
Really?
You guys had those
John
pictures
Jr.
that you took together.
Yes, we did. We did take a group. Hang on to that, because that'll be worthless.
Yeah. It all depends on your point of view. To me, it's priceless.
Well, thank you, Linda. That's very nice. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Oh, man, I love to take calls. I could do nothing but just take calls from people. So, folks, hang on, because we have
Dr. Doug
coming up after 4 o'clock. And then we have a good half hour we can chat with you. I have to bring American Equity Mortgage in on this part of the hour, because they've been with us for 23 years. And I get a big kick out of, I'm obsessed with advertising. I listen to it. I dissect it. I laugh at it. I throw up at a lot of it because it's ridiculous. And when I hear the other advertisers who have jumped on board and I hear them mimic the phrasing, the wording, terminology of somebody like American Equity Mortgage, then I think we did it. We did it. We made everybody else want to be them. Everybody else wants to be American Equity Mortgage. It's the same thing with my dentist. Listen to the number of dentist commercials we have on this station. You know why they're on here? Ballast Dental Care. And I think the reason a lot of the mortgage companies are on here is American Equity Mortgage. So to American Equity, I say thank you not only for 23 years of sponsoring this show, thank you for bringing us all that other mortgage business. Thank you so much. You had no idea. We had no idea you would be doing that, but you're the reason they're on, because they want to be you. So if you need a mortgage company for a mortgage, or if you already have a mortgage, you're a homeowner, and you just need to borrow money and use that equity, and you're smart enough to know to do that, why not just go to the one everybody else seems to want to be? American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like if you're traveling on eastbound 270 in Illinois before 111, we've got an incident that has you backed up to 203. Now, we do also have an accident on 203. That's probably it. North and southbound 203 between Eagle Park Road and 6th Street is shut down. due to a crash there. We also have, it looks like they may have cleared the accident that was on northbound 270 just before Highway 70. You're still a little bit slow in pockets from Dorset on up north. Now, southbound 270 is getting slower right at Olive through Ladue, and then we're a bit heavy between the Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester. Westbound 44, we're running heavy now from Lindbergh out through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Rural King in Farmington is now open for business. Great deals on pet supplies, consumables, tools, hardware, firearms, ammo, farm supplies, and more. Right now, save $3 on Remington 9mm 115 grain 50 count ammo or save $70 on an H&R tactical shotgun. These deals and more at the 4-day grand opening event going on October 15th through the 18th. Visit RuralKing.com or stop by our location in Farmington at 3967 Bray Road. It's Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Lions, Tigers, and football.
It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I came here today directly from Amini's. I stopped at Amini's and then came right to the radio station. So this is fresh on my mind. And in my memory, I can still see this. Wait till you go into Amini's and see what they've done. Amini's, in addition to being, and still is, a one-of-a-kind store, in addition to being a place to get the pinball machines, the arcade games, the pool tables, shuffleboard, jukeboxes, things like that. Patio furniture, lots of it. Best made, best in the world, patio furniture. They're now a full-fledged furniture store. You're not going to believe this. The sofa. I saw a sofa today that was so spectacular. This is some of the most beautiful furniture you will ever see. In life, there are levels of quality. All right? There's lots of stuff out there that's very affordable, and it's crap. And then there's mediocre stuff. It's not crap or junk, but it's not that great. It's mediocre. And then you have what Amini's sells. They don't sell junk or mediocrity. This is some of the best stuff made in the world, some of the finest furniture, most of it made in the USA. And between that and their patio furniture, they are now a real deal furniture store. But not like your run-of-the-mill furniture store. This, when you're ready for the very best, go check this stuff out at Amini's.